Hi, everybody. Welcome to Blockbusting, to the podcast of Real Update Movies. I'm so thrown off because we're not in our usual studio, but I am here with my usual guest.
Yes.
I don't know why I would say usual. This is your first time on the show.
Well, first time on mic. I'm usually just lurking in the room watching you and
That's
enjoy
true. Just off
guest.
Camera, yeah. Right behind this trusty old sign here.
Yes.
But now he's here making his on-camera podcast debut.
And thank goodness.
Almost 300 episodes later, it's Luke Null.
Hey, I'm exactly. Sometimes you just got to wait for the right moment, the right film.
Mm-hmm. And Deep Water was the right film.
It's a softball right down the middle to dislike. If you're looking for a film to not enjoy.
If ever there was a movie that like I did not want to watch, but my hand was forced to watch it, and I'm still so glad that it was forced. Deep Water is that film.
Yeah, when I suggested it, I hoped you hadn't seen it.
Uh-huh.
But then I also felt a little guilty because it's not like when you suggest, let's say, Deep Blue Sea.
Yes.
If someone hasn't seen that, you're like, awesomely bad.
Yeah.
Like, so bad a plane. It's good.
Yeah.
I would say, mm-hmm. You know, like, I love a good intentionally, like, campy movie that is bad but is good,
yeah,
at the same time. This is not that.
No.
This is a movie that takes itself oh so seriously.
Yes.
And just swings and misses.
A bunch of times.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you can bring somebody with the cachet of Adrian Lin out of retirement, who's directed, you know, Fatal Attraction.
Sure.
Unfaithful. All of these like classic erotic dramas from the 80s and 90s.
Domestic thriller.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And you bring him back and this is what he is forced to make.
This movie, Deep Water.
Deep Water.
Right.
Yes.
Starring Ben Affleck.
And Ana de Armas.
Right.
And Tracy Letts.
There's plenty of other people you're like, why is Lil Rel in this?
Yeah, why is Lil
Dash
Rel in this?
Mihook
in this? Why are any of these people, why is Grace Jenkins in this?
There's a lot of people where it's like, but the movie has the feel of a movie that it was adapted from a book.
Mm-hmm.
And that the studio probably read the script and they're like, this is 80 pages too long.
Yes.
How do we pare this down to just the absolute bare plot points?
Yeah.
Strip away any and all nuance.
You know what it kind of felt like to me? Have you ever seen The Snowman?
I have not.
Okay. So that's another movie that I hesitate to recommend.
Okay.
But it is so bad.
Good.
It's a movie that is a thriller, crime drama. It's kind of like this in some ways. There's some blood, there's some murder, but famously, they ran out of budget to finish making the movie 2/3 of the way through making the movie. And they had to leave a bunch of stuff in the script unshot. And so there are scenes that don't make sense. There's a lot of editing choices that are really
weird. The quality of The Snowman goes from like really good CGI mocap to like
really bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can tell they just painted him in VFX. It's a really like inexplicably bad movie. I felt kind of the same watching this. I was like, how could you take these like good pieces of like, you got some solid actors, you got a good director, you have people who know how to write a movie and an adaptation of a novel that like could have been really interesting.
Sure.
And then this pile of garbage gets spit out.
The novel is older, right? It's like 20 years old or something?
Novel by Patricia Highsmith. I think it might be even older than that. I think because
I think you're right. I think it's like from the 90s at some point. I could be wrong.
I'm taking a look.
But I remember whatever I saw that this book was older. 70s?
1957.
Wow.
Very old.
Wow.
Very old.
Very old.
But still.
You don't see that a lot, though. You don't see a like, yeah, my book is getting made into a movie. It's 70 years old. You know, it's like, oh.
But also, I can't imagine like a psychosexual drama being written in 1957.
That is true.
That's pretty crazy.
It is.
And for them to make a movie that doesn't feel crazy in the good kind of way.
No, it feels crazy in the like we're missing key scenes that explain motivations or and I'll tell you, I think also the script is clearly very bad and it's just, but it also isn't it, what's we call it, isn't it like adapted by the guy from Euphoria?
See, here's the thing. Sam Levinson is not a good writer. Nobody is willing to admit that, but I hated Assassination Nation, and I will cape in the camp of Sam Levinson is actually a bad person to have in the filmmaking business.
I think part of the blame, though, is like this book is clearly much older than I thought.
Yes.
But it seems to serve the wine mom Midwestern enjoyer of, say, a 50 Shades of Grey.
Like, yeah.
It kind of pitches itself as like this sexual, like, oh, you know, Ana de Armas is just a sex pot, and her husband, who invented
drones.
which just
important
that
important distinction, not the drones,
drone chips. Yes, exactly. So that leaves that moral gray of he's like, yeah, they use them to kill people, but that's not what I invented them for, to deliver.
I wanted them to deliver water. Food and water.
Yeah. Okay. But that detail alone is that it's seemingly taking place in New Orleans or New Orleans adjacent. It looks like New Orleans.
It's I recognize Chapatula Street. Yeah. So I recognize that it was shot there. And they say Parrish once on the news. Yeah. So it's in Louisiana. It kind of seems vaguely like it would be in the South because of all the plantation style houses that are all over the place.
Sure.
With these inexplicable parties with people getting shit-faced drunk constantly.
Every night.
With the children there.
Yes. There is a goofy soiree where they're playing yard games. There's lots of yard games. There's lots of ballroom dancing.
Uh-huh.
But also it's pitched as like V-cash. Like very casual.
Yeah.
We're making cookies. We're swimming in the pool. Like, it's like, but we are also like doing the like Midnight in Paris style, like
playing the
parlor piano singing. Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's very absurd.
Why do all these people have these parties? How do they have, we get why Ben Affleck's character has money. He invented drone chips. Yes.
Not drones, just drone the chips.
Just the chips.
And again, he's pitched as like a tech billion, like millionaire, multimillionaire, just laying low, right?
Yes.
And he, for some reason, his friends, he hangs out with Lil Rel
and Dash My Hug
from Romeo plus Juliet.
Yeah.
And we're talking Benvolio up in this business.
He's looking a little chunkier in this one. He's really sunk into the character of a guy who drinks constantly and never stops.
They never make a mention of like, why? Who are these guys?
Never do.
But the main plot of it, we have not hit.
We haven't even touched it, which is Ana de Armas wants to fuck other dudes, and Ben Affleck kind of lets her do it, but also murders them every single time.
She very publicly, every night, invites a guy.
Yes.
And then makes out with him in front of their family friends at small soirees.
To the point where even her daughter is kind of like catching on to it.
Her daughter knows these guys' names. They're having dinner with them.
Yes.
It's very much so like shown as like an open marriage type of situation.
Yes.
Ben Affleck, the entire duration of the film, does not make an acting choice.
No.
it's as though they never said action, and he's just sitting there.
He's sitting there. He maybe lowers his voice by like half an octave, and that's the most we get out of him.
And he also murders people.
Yes. And here's an existential question I have for you. So right from the beginning, he says he murders a guy to...
As a joke.
Yes, as a joke. But did he murder that guy? I'm 100%. Pretty sure he murdered that guy. He had to have murdered that guy with a hammer, and that's why it looks like he got shot in the head.
Correct.
Because he clonked him with a hammer and left him to die in a swamp.
For a guy who is murdering someone weekly,
mm-hmm.
he's not doing a great job of making it seem like it's not him.
Yeah.
And he also seems very concerned that people might find out that it's him while simultaneously exhibiting no forethought in his nonstop killing.
I wouldn't even say he's even that concerned because he always has.
He's trying to not be caught.
He's sort of trying to not be caught. If leaving a guy with your dog's leash.
Right.
Is trying not to be caught where he's tied to rocks to the guy with his leash.
He did do that.
It's not that. It's like the pool. Okay. Drowning a guy in a pool. We're really skating through this here, by the way. There's a pool murder. There's a strangling or no, in the funniest scene in the entire movie when he pushes Finn Wittrock down a gorge.
And kills him. Yes.
The funniest scene in the whole movie.
Really great scene.
Worse CGI than in The Snowman.
Very bad CGI.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like you said, at the beginning, they make reference to a missing guy mm-hmm. who was making out with his wife.
Yes.
He says to a new guy making out with his wife, yeah, you shouldn't make out there. I killed that guy.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, later on, she's like, You scared him away, didn't you? And he's like, I don't know. And then she's like, you know what? Are we allowed to say naughty words?
Allowed to say naughty words.
She's like, I would fuck you if you just grabbed me and threw me on the ground right now and mm-hmm. fucked me. And then he just kind of stands there and is like, oh man, I can't make any choices. I've been told not to make the.
She's sitting there naked on the bed,
right?
And he's just standing there, just like touching his chin, just like, how do I get myself out of this mess?
Right.
I guess I gotta fuck my way through this situation.
So the central problem she has with her husband Ben Affleck is mm-hmm. that he does not have passion. Yes. Right. That's what we are led to believe is she. It is going outside the marriage. And again, it seems like he does not like this. And it seems like she does not care. And then she starts to be like, okay, are you killing these guys? Like the second guy, the first guy that we see him kill.
Uh-huh.
She goes, she tells the police, he totally did it. He did it, which he did.
He 100% did.
100% did. His alibi is burning his finger on a cookie sheet. He's like, couldn't have done it.
I had to try and get a cookie.
No, like it checks out, he's fine.
Yeah. No,
he was the only guy in the pool with him. It's fine. Drowns a guy in a pool.
He continued to be the only guy in the pool for several minutes afterwards.
But his wife is like, you killed him. She's crying. Mm-hmm. She accuses him of it. The daughter tells her daughter, like, your dad killed my boyfriend.
The daughter's asking, like, how did you do it?
The daughter's like,
tell me how you did it.
You did it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't do it. And she's like, I think you did, Dad. Which also, by the way, the daughter is the best part of the movie and also doesn't belong in this movie.
Yes.
They shouldn't have put the after the credits. Very light. Did you see like during the credits, this little girl
during
singing?
The credit scene?
So during
the credits, I missed this. I shut it right the fuck off as soon as this movie ended.
The tone is very much one way the whole movie, and then it has seemingly like a Judd Apatow style
blooper reel
at the end a movie that's not the vibe at all.
Oh, jeez.
It's just the little girl singing in the car. You make me feel like dancing. But the wife is very concerned. Ana de Armas is very concerned that he's killing people. She's convinced he's mm-hmm. killing people. Yet, within one day, already inviting a new boyfriend.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
And then to his certain doom.
And then you start to think, okay, here's where we're going to add a nice psychological layer to the movie where she's enjoying him killing these guys.
Yes.
Because that's the only way he can show passion.
And she, right? There is kind of like a hint of that happens when they're on the stairs. And then it is swiftly blown away.
It's just, if that's what we're going for, it's really easy to accomplish that mm-hmm. without being heavy handed with it.
Yes.
It is not achieved.
Correct.
It still feels like she's like, please stop killing all my boyfriends.
Because then she tries to leave
right.
after she finds out about the second guy he murdered by throwing into a gorge. Also, this is the same guy who he said, you can't eat my snails because you will die.
Oh.
Because the snails will poison you.
Can we just full stop.
Talk about the snails.
Talk about the snails.
I think the snails in
are a red herring.
In terms of the best elements of this movie, snails is up there for me. Snails is right below the like 5 seconds of Ben Affleck eating ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you literally, you truly just get for a flash. And then all of the snail stuff. The comic timing of the sprinklers of the snail room coming on as soon as Tracy Letts is like, I think you murdered your wife. And then Ben Affleck's like, what the fuck? And then,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't ask questions if I were you.
Ben Affleck, creator of Drone Strike Chips.
Yes.
His things that he does, he enjoys mountain biking. He enjoys, has a full garage filled with snails.
Yes.
Which no one does.
No one does that.
Not one person.
I've never met a person who even has an inkling of wanting to keep snails around in their house, in a bunch of terrariums.
You certainly don't have like an open concept where it's just like, that's my work. That's my detached garage where I just have like the things from washing, like car washes.
Yeah.
Like that's what keeps them in. And he's like, yeah, we spray in there. And then I just kind of have like a couple boards that I assume the snails will be in.
Right. Yeah. I just hope that they get onto this plastic lid so I can dramatically reveal it at a time when we think it's going to mean something that doesn't.
Also, he does. There is a like that bit of a red herring moment where he's like, the guy's like, go grab a couple of his fucking snails and we'll make some escargot tonight, baby. I'm having sex with your wife.
Yep.
And he's like, you can't eat them. They're poisonous. And you're like, okay. He's going to kill this guy with some snails. He's
definitely going to kill the guy
with some snails. These snails are going to pay off.
Yes.
The snails don't pay off.
No. They just are. I think that actually might be the last we see of the snails.
Oh, no, it's not. There's a very not pivotal plot point where she finds the murdered man's
That's right. wallet? She finds his wallet in a An snail ID cage.
In a snail cage, which, again, what are we doing here?
Why would they be there?
Why would he
put them there?
Why are we killing him? All right, so we're killing a man in the woods.
Yes.
And then we're taking things home with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you're taking things home and putting them in an easily findable place?
In the first place looks.
Because that's the thing. If you're a guy with snails, you're keeping all of the evidence of your crimes in the room with the snails.
Well, he does the equivalent of, like, he murders this guy in a gorge. And then, like, in the absolute shallowest creek ever.
Yeah.
He just does the equivalent of just kicking dirt over the guy's body.
Yeah.
He barely hides the body.
Puts a couple of rocks on there. Really makes a show of, like, trying to drag him to the bottom of a creek that he is taller than.
Which comes up to less than his knees.
That is also completely transparent. Like, this is some clear water. You can see the bottom. You can see the body.
And then he immediately... Day 2 goes with his family to that exact spot in the forest.
Because Ana de Armas knows.
She wants to go to the gorge.
I want to go to the gorge.
But why take his wallet out and bring that home? You're a tech billionaire. You've hidden this body. Why are you fishing into his pocket and bringing home his wallet and ID? It makes no sense.
I tell you what.
Oh no, we forgot a central character.
Maybe this movie is a whole commentary on the stupidity of the tech industry.
Maybe.
And the military industrial complex.
Well, when you know that this movie was written in the 50s, you know that they had to be like, what can we have his job be?
Yeah.
That's certainly something they injected in this. Oh God.
That's the thing.
The writer, like, though. We got to talk about the man who plays the, like, I'm
Tracy
writing.
Letts. Oh yeah.
Tracy who Letts is
I
so bad.
I tend to the like character. Tracy Letts in a lot so of bad. Things, but the character he is playing in this, insufferable. By design? I don't know. Because I can't tell what kind of movie these people think that they were in.
No.
I felt like there's a way that this movie could have worked if it was much campier and more comedic,
right,
and leaned into the comedy. Instead, you get Tracy Letts.
Or leaned into the sexual frustration, too. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck, the whole time, there's no, like, he really just isn't doing anything. He's, like, you would think, oh, he's going to be charming to the policeman to, like, convince. It's like, no. He's just the, like stoic. Like,
burn my fingers on a cookie sheet.
I didn't do that.
I couldn't have done it.
Where it's like, you seem like a murderer. Mm-hmm. The whole time he seems like a murderer. And I'm like, why is Lil Rel hanging out with him if he's just full murder vibes all the time?
Because he takes him out to jazz clubs that the jazz guy's also fucking his wife.
That's true.
It's a fun hang.
Yeah.
Even though he's dour the entire time.
Just the whole time.
Because he's just thinking about how to murder his wife's lover.
Right. And she, again, knows he's going to kill any guy she brings over, brings guys over.
Constantly.
And is mad when they die, which again, we solve a lot of problems if we just have her get off on him killing guys.
Yes. But we don't have that happen.
No.
It doesn't go.
No.
And but it's such Casey a shame. Casey Letts
does find Ben Affleck poking a body with a stick in the creek.
Yes. And you know what?
And then we have a bike chase.
We have a bike chase. And then we have this moment afterwards where it's just like...
all our stunt budget.
We used this. This is the time we can have an exciting moment happen in this erotic thriller. Yes. And maybe we get people hooked in.
Yes. No, it's too late at this point.
It's way too late. Because this movie's...
much too late.
This movie... all the pacing of this movie is way off. This movie is a 2-hour long movie. The most exciting part of the movie in terms of action happens at about an hour 45.
Deeper than that.
Is it even deeper than that?
Because as soon as he gets home, roll credits. Like, there is no...
oh, yeah, that's right.
It's one of the most abrupt endings.
Oh, my God.
Like, he basically gets caught red-handed covering up his murder tracks.
And Luke, I've already blocked out so much of this movie.
It's such a bad movie.
I've blocked out so much of it, I can't even remember where the sequence of events happens where we actually are in pacing.
It's a dog shit movie about... but this guy who's like, I'm writing a novel about a guy who uncovers a big conspiracy in this town. And then he's like, he's like got the little record. He's like, note to self, I'm living my book. And he's like driving away from Ben Affleck, who is after him on a mountain bike. He's driving a car. He careens into the, I assume, quarry.
Yes.
Or off into a ravine.
Yeah.
And dies.
Yeah.
And so Ben Affleck
has a another body on his hands. Yep, he's really good to go. He's happy.
Then the movie, he arrives home on his bike soaking wet.
And the opening, this is the opening scene. The
opening scene.
And it pans out and he stares down at DeArmas.
And she walks up the stairs and kind of in a way gives him a thumbs up because
she knows.
She knows he's a killer. She mm-hmm. found in his snails mm-hmm. her lover's wallet and ID.
Yep.
We're going to leave the ID in there.
Yep.
We want to make sure that if you find this wallet, you can see from the outside.
I wonder if
this is the guy that died.
The snails would eat it. Like if you feed body to pigs or something.
Right. That's what I think it was implying, but I don't think snails eat IDs.
No. I don't think they eat leather also. Because you got to eat the leather to get through to the ID.
There's a lot of plastic and particulate matter in that wallet that mm-hmm. is not snail edible. No. I don't think.
Also, that's rude to snails.
If that's what they wanted us to think, that was not achieved. That was not achieved.
There's a lot of things in this movie that they wanted us to think that were not achieved.
Absolutely.
Ultimately.
She finds the wallet.
Yes.
And then she packs 2 rolly bags.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
When you're on a dorm rest, you're wearing that small amount of clothes, you don't need a whole lot.
Which there is a great just like throwaway plot line of like, I don't give a shit about our kid. Mm-hmm. Is what at some point she's like, I don't care about the kid.
Right.
Which I like that. Should have gone deeper into that. deeper water into that. But the movie ends. Ana de Armas sees that the little girl is throwing their suitcase in the pool. She does not want to go. She's got her dad's back 100%.
She loves the dad.
She loves the dad.
Loves the dad.
And in this moment, Ana de Armas sees the kid throw the... this girl doesn't want to leave. And then she sees the wallet. And the film ends with her burning the wallet.
And then we roll credits.
So... as it happens, like the way I just explained it, I think feels longer than when you see it. Like,
yes,
it happens so abruptly. And then you're like, we're not going to, that's the end of the movie. Is her just like passively being like, you know what? I'm going to be with the murderer now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay with this murderer.
To this film's credit, it starts in a place where you don't know what's going on. It also ends in a place where you don't know why anything is happening.
No.
No, and we have no answers. We have not solved anything. We have not made any growth happen in our characters. They have really gone on no sort of actual journey.
None whatsoever. Everybody's other than just making the same choice over and over again. And then being mad, like, yeah, Ben Affleck's character. I mean, again, this whole movie is fixed with a just like one scene of like, you know what? I like that you're showing a little bit of passion mm-hmm. by killing these guys.
Yes. I think I read a review where somebody gave this a glowing review to the point where it was considered fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, this review, from a BuzzFeed person who I'm pretty sure was writing a satirical article about how horny this movie made them for Ben Affleck.
They were doing a bit. But and Ben Rotten Affleck is so not the one that you get horny for in this movie.
I mean, this person wrote this article and was very much like, turns out, I don't need an alpha male in my movie. I need a sad guy who's getting emasculated by his wife.
The saddest cuck of all.
I love seeing Ana de Armas go kiss my ass in the throes of passion, and him just again the frame of him just attempting to clumsily eat her ass. That's what got this person going. That's what got. I think her name is Scotchy.
Scotchy. Shout out to Scotchy.
Doing a bit and getting taken seriously by Rotten Tomatoes.
Exactly. Yeah. That we're going to clip your bit in such a way that we are making it seem as though you love this film.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad movie and it's not bad in a fun way. It's not. I felt bad for suggesting that you have to watch it.
Why did you even watch this in the first place?
So
that's the question I've had this entire time. And I'm so concerned.
All right. there's two answers, both of which are real.
Okay.
My wife suggested it. And sure. We live in a democratic household where we both have equal voices. Okay.
Cool.
2022.
Progressive.
Thank you so much.
That's very nice.
Love wins. And so I could have vetoed it. I could have been like, nah, maybe we'll find something else.
Yeah.
But I saw as I was scrolling the internet that Ana de Armas may or may not have a lot of, sex scenes in this film.
Yes.
And I think she's just stunning.
She is.
So I wanted to see what up with that. And so I was like, yeah, haven't heard anything about it. Sometimes you just want to go in blind. And I'm like, let's go in blind.
Let's go for it.
And so we went in blind and just right away, we're both like, whoa, what? And then my wife kept being like, there's, because of the way it's shot, because of the euphoria guy of it all, there's gonna be something that we see that's not real. Like maybe this is a what he thinks is happening or sure. what she thinks. So we kept being like, is he really killing people? Is mm-hmm. like we were giving it more layers than it had. We right. were like trying to give it more credit, and then about halfway through you're like, no there's no more. There's, yeah.
And this is a thing, but to put a pin in, I do want to hear your second reason for wanting to watch this movie.
The second reason was I wanted to see her boobs.
You
just
wanted to see Ana de Armas' boobs, which you get to see.
You do.
You could have shut it off after 15 minutes and then you're set to go.
Honestly, and I had already seen them and I'm like, oh, that was all of the boobs?
That's it. But
good boobs.
They're good. They're solid. Good job, Ana de Armas.
Not worth watching the film.
No. I would have cut it off after that.
No.
But we have in the novel, it is made clear that he did not kill the first guy, Mike McCray, I believe is his name.
The guy that he jokingly killed.
Gotcha. Who in the film, very clearly,
he killed. Yes.
And is just lying about it and joking about it to the entire town.
Yes.
If there had been...
Very brazen
about it. To the point where all of his friends are also like, yeah, you fucking killed that guy.
You killed that guy.
While you're dropping your daughter off for school, I will make a reference to how you killed a guy.
Multiple guys.
Don't make me show up to next one of your crime scenes. Yeah, see you, Ben.
He does do that.
Mm-hmm. I think that if it had been where there was this additional layer of tension, where there is some stuff that feels like we don't necessarily know the answer, it would have changed so much.
I think it there might be a, it might have been a version of the script where there was a little bit more like smoke with everything that's going on. We're not, mm-hmm. everything is so, but like, it's so bald and out in the open, and what you see is what you get, that you're like, it pitches itself and it wants itself to be a deeper, multi-layered, like, oh, she just wants him to eat her butt on the stairs.
Yes.
She tells him, I just wish you had some passion. And he just cannot seem to muster it in person.
No.
Yet.
He used all of his passion to invent drone ships.
And again, to deliver food/water. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Like, not to murder innocent people. To deliver food/water to innocent people.
There's no change in Ben Affleck's behavior when he's in murder mode versus he's in cover up mode.
And therein lies the core problem with this movie.
Right.
To me.
Yeah.
Also, not enough Ana de Armas.
Not enough fucking
Ana de Armas. Even I'd be okay if there were the same amount of sex scenes and all we got was Ana de Armas not just being told to just be drunk all the time. What a waste.
She is very much like, it becomes clear that she's cool with being like a party animal, bon vivant. When, mm-hmm. The moment she goes like, I don't give a fuck about being a mom.
Yes.
And then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That gives me a little clarity that you're like, oh, you are a shitty mom.
Yeah.
You're just getting very drunk every single night.
Now, here's the crossover we need. We need Ana de Armas' character in Bad Moms with Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell and Katherine Hahn. That's what we really need.
She is a bad mom.
She's a bad mom.
And she is having sex with a lot of studs.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Affleck is killing them at parties.
Also, I can see, I mean, she's got a type. She's got like a sort of like a wispy artist type of guy. What's the guy, the blonde guy, did he play guitar or something like that? Or he was an artist, or he was like, he was from Portland. That's all that she really needed.
It seemed like he was Swedish or something. It seemed like he hadn't, but that's all she needed. She needed an interesting asymmetrical haircut, or the guy from Euphoria.
Yeah.
That's
all she needed.
That's all you need.
She just needs a guy who's not a hulking mass who used to be Batman.
She wants a guy to make a choice.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck absolutely refused for 2 hours to make that choice.
Yeah. And that's a real, real shame.
Yeah. And I I'd love to be in the room as Ben Affleck or anyone was reading the script. And like, I want to know how many times in the script snails were mentioned. You know what I mean?
I have a feeling
Do you think snails are a bigger part of another version of this movie?
I feel like snails could have been a huge part of this movie, but I don't know.
Them hinting that snails are poisonous to eat if you don't let them poop.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good to know.
Fuck this movie.
I appreciated knowing that.
Fuck this movie. This movie sucks.
Now, what do you think if you had a chance to, like, if you kick Sam Levinson out and you're gone?
Yeah.
If you had to
bring my Band-Aids?
Where are your Band-Aids? Are you bringing in we got to bring in a new Ben Affleck. We got to bring in a different cast member.
I think
he's not right.
I think you at least have a director who like gives Ben Affleck one of these and is like, hey, the moments where you're supposed to seem believably not the killer, you're not doing a good job of that. You seem like the killer the whole time. And then it's really hard for us to build up like suspense that maybe you're and I'm having to invent plot devices in my head that we're like seeing a dream, not true, that to think maybe you're not the killer. It's like you're so much the killer from the first moment you see. He's just always broodingly sipping like a whiskey as he watches his wife make out with people.
And if he's supposed to be making dark jokes,
right?
He's got no sense of comedy. He's got no sense of deadpan.
None whatsoever.
He's got no sense of playing things a little bit exaggerated. It's just him.
He's playing I'm a murderer the whole time. And I do think you got to have a little like A and B. You got to have a little bit of like range of, am I in murder mode?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I in like cuck mode?
And it doesn't need to be a ton of range.
It doesn't.
It just needs to be a little bit.
A scooch of range.
But we got no scooches.
We really have no scooch. Even when he's actively killing people, like, he's pretty subdued.
Yes.
Like, there's never like a guttural, like, ah! there's never like a moment of like, oh, there's that passion that we've been looking for.
Yeah.
No, even he's just kind of doesn't give a shit the whole time.
In the drowning sequence, the closest we get to that, most of that is shot underwater where you see the guy who's getting drowned. You see him struggle. You don't see Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck really easily drowns a man and gets away with it so fast.
Yes.
And I do like that.
He's got to go get his cookies. That's a great alibi. The greatest alibi that I never knew also could be a good alibi.
Right.
Burn yourself on a cookie sheet. How could you have gone out in a pool?
That's what whenever I do one of my crimes, I make sure to burn myself making some Pepperidge Farm like pre-bakes.
Yeah. You make a Milano right out of the recipe.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, psh, oopsie.
Couldn't have done it, officer.
I couldn't have burned down that house. I was making cookies. I
had a very mild burn, officer.
I'm so sorry. I had to put a little bit of ice on this one. I'm so sorry.
This is also a bit of a page one rewrite type flick.
Yes.
Because you don't have any likable characters in it. Maybe the friends are supposed to be like the Greek chorus of like, he's a good guy. It's like, no. Why do you hang out with him? There's not a moment where you're like,
I'm okay with there being no likable characters.
I am too,
but I wish that they had actually just changed at all.
Yeah.
The daughter's the only one who really changes, but she just changes in being like, oh, I figured out my dad's a murderer.
And I'm totally okay with that,
which is fun.
I do love
it. But out of a different movie.
It makes no sense that Ana de Armas is mad at him for killing all of these guys. Mm-hmm. She's very mad at him for killing all of her lovers. Yet doesn't wait a day. She's like, stop killing my boyfriends. Ring. Hey, can you come over right now? And it's like, quit killing them. It's like, why are you inviting these guys to dinner? Like, you're not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, let's play that up more. If that's what gets her off, if that's why she's, it's like, that's not what it's played for at all, though. She's mad at him for killing the boyfriends, yet just does it in the wide open every day.
Everybody knows what's happening. Yes. The cops are so close to being correct in solving the crime. That's how obvious all of this is. And yet, nothing. Nothing comes of anything in this movie.
No.
And not even an emotional shift in Ana de Armas.
No, but that would have made up, not for a lot, but it would have at least put a bow on a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know what I mean? Where it's she's been searching for passion all along and it came in the form of her husband murdering her boyfriends.
Yeah.
No. She's just, it's more of like an abusive, like, I guess I'll stay.
Yeah.
I'll say this too.
To the point of the directing, I think that like sometimes, you know, you bring in a director who's like, they're shaking the rust off after 20 years.
Right.
And they can put out something good. I'm a big fan of Tree of Life. Terrence Malick hadn't made a movie in 20 or 25 years before he made that. This is sadly not one of those cases. Mm-mm. Adrian Lyne looks like maybe lost
should've
a little
laid
bit of luster. Should've laid low. Should have let his should have rested on his laurels a little bit longer. He could have done it.
Exactly. Coasted on the past. Now, who do you recast Ben Affleck as if you could? Who would have given a saucier drone chip?
I'll go from within the movie and I'll give it to
Lil Rel. Me too.
I would love to see Lil Rel lead this movie.
Yeah.
Finn Wittrock, actually.
Okay.
I think you bring him in because then at least it makes sense. Like, it makes sense that she's got a type that he once was, and somehow they've wound up in this loveless marriage, and she is seeking out some other, you know, help around the house, as it were. Help around the old vagina house. And
do you believe that he is old enough to have invented drone chips, though?
No, but they could have aged him up.
That's right. We have the Irishman technology.
Or you get...
We can go either way. We can dial you up 50. We can dial you back.
Yeah.
We can make Robert De Niro a toddler.
I mean, if you want to get someone a little bit older, I guess you get like a Jason Schwartzman.
Okay.
He could have done it.
But then you have to suspend your disbelief that a 5-foot nothing man is able to overpower a male model in a swimming pool.
If he invented drone chips, then maybe he's got that.
Anything is possible.
Anything's possible.
Anything is. I mean, I would love to see it.
Short King.
A Short King. Yeah. We stand a Short King.
We do stand a Short King.
We stand a Short King.
Because this movie needed a Short King. That's how you saw this movie.
A lot more would make sense.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It would have made so much more sense.
There would have been a clearer cuck energy. And I'm not saying that to be short is to be a cuck, but I feel like if you stack up Jason Schwartzman next to like the super male models that she's dating, it's right. Like, I would have been like, oh.
Ben Affleck doesn't give off cuck vibes. Guys, no. Which
he needs to more.
He needs to
if
more.
If he had been like, I'm such a cuck.
And I think that that's okay if you're going to like, if you're going to cast somebody against type and tell Ben Affleck, hey, you're going to be cucked a bunch in this movie.
Right.
Sure. Good, a bold casting choice, but.
And it's kind of not played with either, though. Sorry, I didn't mean to
cut I was you. Just going to say, tell him to act. It's not played with at yeah. all. You're right. No, you yeah, nailed it.
Like, because the friends call it out, like, right away, they're like, you cool with this? Like, buddy. You are very openly being cucked. And he's like, I don't know if he directly answers them. I don't know if he's ever like, yeah, I don't.
Or he's like, he they're say, just friends or something like
or,
that.
Or doesn't he say, like, to the cops, he's like, my wife is a consenting adult who does whatever she like. I don't something tell like my that. Wife what to yeah. do, which is very cucky answer. That mm-hmm. is a cucky answer, which and it's very woke, but it's at the same time like, is that what you say to the cops when you're like, her boyfriend's missing and we think he's like, I don't care.
I don't know what's happened.
She makes her choices.
I didn't drown a guy in a pool. My wife just fucks whoever she wants. I let her do that. I'm yeah. progressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. It was very
it's
bad.
It's very bad. But I'm okay with having watched it now because we got to have this beautiful moment together.
Your producer asked me, I want to say this on mic.
He said, it on mic.
He's like, what's the movie that you want to choose? And I suggested Deep Water. And he was asking me some questions about it. And I was like, He goes, in your, like, just to have it fresh on the brain, you should watch it again before you and Jay talk about it. And I should have said in the moment, absolutely not. I think I was like, up, yeah. Like,
I mean, you could probably watch it up until Ana de Armas' boobs, and then you get enough of a vibe of how bad the whole rest of the movie is. Yeah. That you're like, was this worth it?
It's the kind of movie that's not fun bad. I wouldn't recommend it for like a good hate watch. Like, it's not even really no, worth a hate watch.
It's not. It's it sucks the life out of you.
It sucks the life. It's a colander. It sucks the fun.
I'll tell you this. Last night.
Drains the fun.
I had a dream where I was drowning in the dream. And I think it's because I watched this movie. And I think this movie depressed me to the point where I went to bed and I fell asleep and had the most stressful dream that I can remember having in the entirety of 2022.
Now, of all the movies that you've watched for this podcast, where does this rate on the amount of you hating it?
Ooh. it's so hard to tell whether I hate this movie or I'm mostly ambivalent and not care about this movie.
That's
tough.
That is a lane of hatred too. Like yeah. to be so unspectacular and yeah. unmemorable and arduous to get through is in its own lane.
It's really in its own. Like, this is a really truly like one of the worst movies I can remember seeing. And I don't understand, other than the fact that like, why sure, you got the star power of Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas having like the power of being in a relationship to get them to make a movie together. Why did this movie get made?
I think if you just read the log line of it, it sounds like something that's infinitely more interesting than what it delivers. Like, mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
yeah. Rich couple. I'm bad at log lines, clearly, but you get what I mean. Like, if you just gave like a 2-sentence synopsis of,
I got a synopsis for you.
Batman.
Batman's a cuck. Batman's that's a cuck. The whole premise of the movie. And the girl from Knives Out. She shows her boobs.
Yes, shows her
that's
boobs.
That's the whole movie.
Knives Out, great flick.
Great flick. I also really like her in No Time to Die.
Sure.
Very fun in that.
Hey, you know, she's great. I have no problem with her. I'm sure. I want to know on the set if they were all like, what's going on?
I feel like they might have been.
This is bad. They Do you think probably, in the moment they're like, this is bad?
I often feel like in production world, people know if they're making something that's bad.
Right.
And they can tell.
Yeah.
And then this probably seemed like it was one of those times.
Do you think that it was, do you think, I feel like of everyone that was doing the movie, the only person that was like, I'm tapping into something was Ben Affleck, when really he was just so stoic and making no choices. I've said that a lot, but I really do believe that. If you watch the movie, he's just, it's like he doesn't know he's on camera. Yeah. I wonder if other actors on the cast were like, Ben's really phoning this in. Like, he's not committing to this at all.
I'll tell you another note that I had is that at the very beginning of the movie, I wrote down, wow, I'm liking what Ben Affleck's doing in this movie for literally maybe like the first 7 minutes. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then I realized that that's just what he was going to do the entire movie. And I was like, oh,
it's a one note song.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I see what you did. And that's it.
And that was kind of it. And the moral of the story is, if your husband is killing your boyfriends, fucking stay with him.
And tell him you love it.
Tell him you fucking love it.
Tell him this is what you wanted all along.
Yeah.
Because that's what that's what he was hoping you were going
to
say.
He does kind of suck and isn't a fun guy to be around, though.
But he invented drone chips. He's filthy, stinking rich.
He hangs out with snails. Why don't you love him? He's a snail man. Give him love.
I would call this movie Snail Man in an alternate page one rewrite world.
If snails were way more, like if it was more of like a Willard, but with snails.
That's fascinating.
That would be better.
Instead of rats, you get some snails.
Right.
That's fascinating.
That'd be fun.
I'd watch that.
That'd be good.
Who's in, was Adrian Brody in the Willard remake?
Oh, there was a remake?
Well, there was one from 2003, because there was an original from, I think, the 60s.
Ew, no, it's, who's the dad from Back to the Future? Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover. Because
Crispin Glover is...
That's right.
And he is a perfect rat man. Oh, like, yes. You're like, this guy is a rat man.
Oh, my God. If Crispin Glover was the guy in this...
See, the very believable killer vibe.
Totally.
But then... Yeah.
I would have bought it. I feel like Crispin Glover can turn on the I don't know what I'm doing about this hot woman who I've somehow tricked into marrying me. And she went
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And he played Cuck legendarily.
Oh yeah.
And that.
So you bring him back.
One of the best Cucks, I think, in film history.
Yeah. I think I can't think of a better Cuck than that.
Hard pressed to see someone giving off more of a beta vibe
than Crispin Glover in Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to figure out.
If you want to watch a good movie with a good Cuck, go watch Back to the Future parts one and dose.
Yeah. Part three. Too many alphas.
Too many Bufords. Mm-mm. And Biffs. And
can't handle that.
Too many Tannins.
As soon as you get a train that's a time machine, you know that there's going to be too much alpha energy in that movie.
It's messed up that that's the thing that people had problems with about that movie. I'm like, I was all aboard with that. I was like, no, I'm good with that.
I see what you did. All aboard.
Come on now.
Hey, that's that wordplay I'm here for. Luke. What a movie. I can't say enough how much I hated this movie. And I can't believe that you brought this movie to me.
I'm sorry I suggested it. It's not a fun movie. It's not like awesomely bad. It's just boring bad. But it's frustrating.
But we get to share in that frustration.
It's true.
And
I hope no one that listens to this watches it.
You don't need to. Go read, listen to this episode. Go read the review from Scotchy over at BuzzFeed.
Go read
Scotchy's hot satirical takes. I hope it's satirical. If it's not, Scotchy, let me know.
Yes.
We can talk.
I'm worried about you, Scotchy.
I hope I'm going to send you a referral to someone who can help you figure out why you think sad Ben Affleck is worth getting your butt kissed.
I guess it might be.
I don't think so.
I'm now on Scotchy's side. I just got one over bottom of the ninth.
This is a weird, weird movie, and don't watch it. But you know what? Do watch stuff that Luke did. Luke, look at that seamless transition.
That's good.
Where can people find you on the internet and stuff you've done?
Oh my goodness gracious. Hit me on the fricky gram. Hit me on all the spots. I got an album. If you like listening to comedy albums on audio platforms, Googie my name on those.
Do it.
And listen to my album. Oh my gosh. It's called Guitar Comic. I just call it out. I let people know what's going to happen.
Smart.
For the duration of the album.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Wherever you get albums.
Wherever you can get audio in any way, shape, or form, I'm on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Deezer, you're on it. Google Music, you're on it.
Tidal.
You're on it.
No problem. Yeah. Apple Music.
Spotify.
Spotify. I mean, that's the one I would recommend.
They pay you the least.
They pay me the least.
Yeah.
And I just did my taxes today. And I'm like, I did not make that amount of money from this album.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who's getting that money?
Every time I get a sound exchange check for my album, I'm like, wow.
Who's getting this money?
Where did this come from?
Who's getting this money? I'm not getting this money.
Because I see my streams.
Spotify? Me and Taylor Swift are out of here. I'm looking down the barrel of the lens.
You tell him.
I'm gone.
You're looking down the barrel of that lens, so you can tell him on that lens.
That's what I was looking at.
You can find me at Diet J on Twitter and Instagram. JLightComedy.com for show dates. And if you like the podcast, tell a friend. Subscribe on Patreon. You get access to all sorts of fun stuff. And listen, hey, I know you're listening to this. I'm recording this episode a few weeks in advance. I've been dropping the ball on bonus episodes, but I'm writing jokes for Gordon Ramsay again, and it is hard. I was telling Luke about it before I got on the air.
Yeah,
it's tricky.
He's getting very esoteric with his Gordon jokes, mm-hmm. and Gordon, not into it.
He's yelling at me, and I'm kind of on board. I'm about as on board as Ben Affleck is with the thought of murdering men to please his wife.
Which, again, we don't know if he likes that or if he's doesn't want
to
be doing that.
That's just the way I like to play it. I like to play it close to the chest.
The important thing is you should just give Gordon lines from this movie to say.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell him, would you like to kiss my butt? That's going to be a question he asks the cooks. And I think he's going to sell it. And I believe in him. Luke, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Blockbusting. Go see something good for a change.